God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
John had to take off a few minutes early today, putting him on the list for Jabroni of the Week next week, I assume. But we can hold down the fort for the next few minutes to close things out today. Just saw a picture of Bruce Weber hanging out at the NBA Combine, by the way. You just said that you saw Wesley Iwundu doing his thing over on ESPN2.
Yeah, doing the shuttle run.
Nice. How'd he do?
They didn't put a time up, but okay. He looked pretty good.
Hopefully putting up Jordan Willis numbers or something like that. But most of the people around here have already heard this name because it's been mentioned a few times, and it is a really awesome name. Kobe Buffalo Meat, the name of that offensive lineman from Lawrence that signed with Illinois State. He's going to play his college ball at Illinois State. I'm only bringing him up because Deadspin released the results of they put out a bracket, a 64 name bracket for Name of the Year 2017. And your national champion for Name of the Year is Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Of course.
Now, like I said, a lot of people around here have already heard that name at some point, but some of the other people that finished in the top 10 are pretty amazing. And so these are real people. I'm going to have to be very careful with how I pronounce some of these, but these are real people. So number two was Sultan McDoom. We had Marmaduke Treblecock finished number four. Let's see, we had Fortunate Sithole at number six. And let's see, Quindarius Monday, number 70. And this one, by the way, Quindarius Monday, I think, is a recruit that K-State is pursuing for the football team. And number 10, Faraj, I am not making this up, Faraj Fartas. I don't even want to say it again, but that is a real person, so I'm allowed to say it on the radio, I think. And they finished 10th in the year, or in the name of the year voting.
I have three more names for you here.
Okay.
Darta Lee, Zarian Holcomb, and Howard Watkins. Three members of the University of Illinois football team. They were arrested yesterday on charges of home invasion and armed robbery. It's because their plan completely backfired on this robbery, because this is according to the police report. They're all wearing masks, entered an apartment in effort to rob a person of money. Well, even one of them pulled out a gun. It turned out to be a fake gun. But then everything went wrong when the victim recognized the voice of one of the players. And when that happened, he takes his mask off and says, "Hey, man, I'm just joking. This is all just a joke. I'm kidding. We're messing around. This isn't for real."
Oh, man.
But then they still pursued to rob the person. They got money from him. The guy that took his mask off, arrested right away. Well, then he started singing like a jailbird, and he ratted out his two other buddies. And they're all three in jail now.
See, I had seen the headline that some Illinois players were involved in robbery, but I did not know the details. Sometimes the devil is in the details. That's pretty amazing. All right, so that's got to be some Jabroni of the Week candidacy.
It's up there.
Right?
No doubt.
Normally, you don't go into the weekend with this much ammo for next Tuesday, but you're sitting in pretty good shape, and we still have a day to go in this week as well. Looks good to me. That's going to do it for today's show. If you missed anything, definitely invite you to check out the podcast, newsradiokman.com, under the on-demand tab. Some great stuff with USA Today college football writer George Schroeder. Also, special thanks to Cole Manbeck for joining the show. For John and Mitch, I'm Tyler. We'll talk to you tomorrow on K-Man.